Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements. A.
They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
A woman is holding a power tool.
B.
A woman is opening a drawer.
C.
A printer is being unplugged.
D.
Office supplies are being put into a box.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Plants are on top of a cart.
B.
A watering can is next to some trees.
C.
A man is digging in a garden.
D.
A man is near a display of potted plants.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The man is fixing a machine.
B.
The man is buying some equipment.
C.
The man is lifting a weight.
D.
The man is looking at the ceiling.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A wall is decorated with various items.
B.
Two chairs are blocking a doorway.
C.
A door has been propped open with a statue.
D.
A painting is hanging next to a window.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Some people are browsing in a shop.
B.
Some people are exchanging gifts.
C.
A customer is paying for some goods.
D.
Some salespeople are preparing a display.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
Cones are blocking access to a road.
B.
Some soil is in a pile on the ground.
C.
Some bushes have been planted in front of a building.
D.
A tree is lying in the roadway.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Who's responsible for hiring at our fitness center?
A.
Mr. Gonzalez is going to get a membership.
B.
I forgot to sign in at reception.
C.
Mr. Lin and Ms. Weiss are.
Number 8.
Where do you usually purchase office supplies?
A.
We put them in the hallway cabinets.
B.
At the store on Maple Avenue.
C.
A manager's approval.
Number 9.
What time does Mr. Park usually leave?
A.
Around 6 o'clock in the evening.
B.
He left everything we need.
C.
We've had many interns over the years.
Number 10.
Do you want to present your research to the marketing team?
A.
That's what I've heard as well.
B.
If we can find the time for it.
C.
Yes, I received the gift.
Number 11.
Our company picnic is on Friday, isn't it?
A.
Those times are both booked.
B.
Only if you can find them easily.
C.
Right, in 2 days.
Number 12.
Isn't the bus supposed to stop here?
A.
Yes, according to the schedule.
B.
I'm on my way now.
C.
It listed several potential clients.
Number 13.
We should fill this order quickly, shouldn't we?
A.
No, I haven't yet.
B.
Yes, it's for an important client.
C.
Try using this key.
Number 14.
How do you like your new job?
A.
I can work from home quite often.
B.
A career in electrical engineering.
C.
My sister helped me apply.
Number 15.
Let's go to the cafeteria for lunch today.
A.
There should be one in the filing cabinet.
B.
Which local restaurant do you prefer?
C.
I don't think I can take a break.
Number 16.
When will we hire the new interns?
A.
Mr. Wyeth is handling that.
B.
With more time to spare than usual.
C.
The highest available salary.
Number 17.
How often should I mail these statements?
A.
Yes, you can buy one online.
B.
The post office on Grant Street.
C.
We send them out once a month.
Number 18.
Why did you put that food in the freezer?
A.
It's not working well currently.
B.
I meant to put it in the refrigerator.
C.
Let's start making dinner soon.
Number 19.
Could you print the agenda for the meeting?
A.
It's already on your desk.
B.
No, the other printer.
C.
Was that a client?
Number 20.
How far are you from the clinic?
A.
I'm close enough to walk.
B.
I need to see the doctor.
C.
It's a well-known clinic.
Number 21.
Didn't you get a printout of the company newsletter from Emiko?
A.
She started working here 3 years ago.
B.
I was out of town last week.
C.
Yes, I do like to write.
Number 22.
When do you need to renew your passport?
A.
Be careful not to lose your tickets.
B.
A brand new type of microchip.
C.
Soon, because it's about to expire.
Number 23.
Who can help me find replacement parts for my computer?
A.
Here are all the latest statements.
B.
I can help you look through the inventory.
C.
Put these on that shelf.
Number 24.
I can't make it to the company dinner tonight.
A.
Managers expect everyone to be there.
B.
A buffet-style restaurant.
C.
A meeting once a week.
Number 25.
Do you work in this neighborhood?
A.
Yes, I'd like to.
B.
No, my office isn't nearby.
C.
There aren't any of those here.
Number 26.
It's time for our quarterly earnings report, isn't it?
A.
Was there an email reminder about it?
B.
To pay for a new advertising campaign.
C.
No, a different pair of earrings.
Number 27.
What did you do with the guest list that I sent you?
A.
After everyone received it.
B.
I passed it along to everyone who needed it.
C.
We're supposed to leave soon.
Number 28.
Did you see the announcement about Emily's promotion?
A.
All the technology's been upgraded.
B.
Perhaps a good career counselor.
C.
I've been busy all morning.
Number 29.
Let's try our best to finish the project on time.
A.
All except the first one.
B.
We may need a few more days.
C.
I think over time it will.
Number 30.
Where's the store manager?
A.
A recent hiring decision.
B.
I enjoy shopping at that store.
C.
She went out for lunch.
Number 31.
The software you're using isn't very reliable.
A.
These chairs aren't very comfortable.
B.
I've been using it for years with no problems.
C.
I saw that computer at the store.